So it isn't true that every overt on the whole track has to be pulled in order to make somebody well. Only the failed overts have to be pulled. And they are not anywhere as numerous as the others. Right? Now, you'll have enough failed overts on a certain subject that a person just doing something in that class of subject will immediately feel upset and feel that he's committed an overt. That's based on the earlier material. Okay? If you want to improve somebody's memory, get somebody into communication, square somebody around and so forth, why, get the overt withhold sequence straightened out. That is the best advice that anybody can give you. To straighten it out at a higher tone level, you'd have to be must communicate some version of it and must not communicate. And you'll discover all sorts of fascinating things in the bank, because that, if anything, is the core of the reactive bank. Why? Because the outflow locks up with the inflow and it makes ridges, which of course brings about the condition we know of as a reactive bank, an energy mass and energy masses. Got it? That is the bank. It's the overt withhold sequence. The overt withhold sequence, however, is a limited phenomenon. Very limited. The individual has to be obsessively at the receiving end of things, or obsessively at the sending end of things, and very self-determined on a reactive line, and never pan-determined on certain subjects in order to get all grouped up in this much energy on certain subjects. A reactive bank only occurs when an individual obsessively becomes something which is another valence, but that he calls himself only. And then he has a ball. Then he can get a reactive bank. So we walk the person up toward pan-determinism, and the overt withhold sequence falls out as a mechanism. It falls out fairly low on the tone scale, as a matter of fact, but while a person is going up through that level of the tone scale, he can get mighty worried. He can become absolutely certain that if this is every time he does something to anything, he gets it back himself, there is no point in living. And he can become mighty dreary about the whole thing. You mean he'll never again be able to pick up a blast pistol and blow some doll in half. He will never again be able to haul off and hit somebody over the head. He's got now to be peaceable and good. This is the conclusions he comes up with. He decides, well, after all, I've just got to be super disciplined, super controlled, super straight-jacketed, and I am all set. That's not true at all. He comes up into a pan-determinism and can control life without knocking somebody's ruddy head off. Okay? That's it. Thank you.